Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Hello, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Okay, what do you make about those numbers? Make of those numbers out of the construction centre.
Oh, very interesting. Hey, before we do that, though, congratulations.
Oh, thank
Broadcast
you.
Of the year. Gee, your pool room at your place must be busting with awards.
No, it's straight. That is straight to the pool room with that one.
There won't be any room left. Yesterday we talked about building consents yesterday morning, and yesterday during the day we got these numbers out on building work put in place, and it sort of provides the foil or the riposte, or it sort of refers to the ebb and flow of the construction centre, because sort of your consents, they're the intent for people to do work. The work put in place numbers that we get out of Stats New Zealand, that's the actual execution in the sector. And yesterday I commented on the improving trend in consents that we've seen since the middle of last year. But now we're seeing quite a different story being painted in the first quarter building work put in place numbers. And before I sort of look into that in detail, you've got to acknowledge that there's a big lag, though, between, you know, consents and the actual execution. So you can't compare these numbers. You can't compare these numbers directly on a timing point of view, because what happens in the consents, we'll see that impact on the building work put in place in the months ahead, or maybe even in the years ahead. But anyway, just looking at the numbers, seasonally adjusted total building volume fell 3.5% compared to December 2025. Now, if I looked at a Bloomberg survey of economist expectations, they were expecting a 1.5% increase, and it fell 3.5%. So big difference between what was expected and what we got. Residential work fell 2.2%. Non-residential work fell 4%. On a value basis, you've got $7.2 billion worth of work in the quarter. That's a fall of 9.5% from 12 months ago. And if you look at the longer term numbers, they're even sort of more sobering. Residential construction, $17.6 billion in the 12 months to March 26. That's the lowest March year since 2016, and 25% below the peak, which was back in 2023. So you've clearly got a sector here that's you know, one would expect has got capacity that's either probably had to, it's going to have to shrink because it's a lot lower than it was. Economists out there, Heather, they're trying to firm up their first quarter growth forecasts at the moment. We did a release of our first quarter GDP number on the 18th of June, so that's the week after next. I think these numbers could be a little bit of a drag on those estimates. You'd have to get one of your friendly economists in to talk to them, but I suspect they'll have to put their expectation down a little bit on the back of these numbers.
Yeah. The ANZ card spending for May, did you like what you saw there?
I love this data series, Heather. It's one of my favourite data series. And of course, you know, I'm one of those odd people that likes data series. And this one is one of my favourite ones. Every month, ANZ release details of their card spending through their network. It's very detailed. There's all sorts of interesting data in there. They're also New Zealand's biggest bank, so it's pretty comprehensive sample set. Here's the thing. Spending rebounded in May. It's still not what you'd call robust, but it does look like that when we get some relief for Kiwis at the petrol pump, it's enough for us to get out and actually get moving a little bit on spending. And if you look at some of the categories, though, you do have to ask some questions. I was looking at consumables. This is food. Pretty basic. Last time I looked, we've all got to eat. Now, the spending increase there is running below the rate of food price inflation. So it does look like we are actually sort of cutting back on what we spend or on how we spend. Overall card spending lifted 1.8% in May. That's seasonally adjusted. It's up 4.8% compared to the same time last year. But if you throw inflation into the mix and you say, well, June quarter, we're going to get sort of inflation around sort of 4%, it looks like it's only increasing very modestly. But monthly and annual growth was positive for nearly every category in May. Also, the monthly numbers were all higher than we saw in April. A key takeaway, though, is that for me, is that if I sort of look ahead, if petrol price were to adjust back down meaningfully, we could recover consumer confidence quite quickly, I think. And just to cover a few little of these interesting snippets, movies, Heather, movies. We're back. We're loving the movies. I never stopped loving the movies because I love going to the movies, but spending's up 28% year on year there. Fuel spending, 15% up year on year, but it eased in May. That's why we got the kickback in the other areas. And finally, Bike shops have been doing it pretty hard, but expensive fuel has got people thinking about pedal power, and we're seeing bike shop spending lifting. So get out there, get on your bike.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, give us the numbers.
Sure can. A little weird one this morning. We've got the actual NASDAQ is under a bit of pressure, but the Dow Jones looking very strong, and that's because Broadcom has come under, chipmakers come under a lot of pressure overnight. But the Dow Jones up 1.6%, 51,516. The S&P 500 up 0.5%, about 40 points, 7593, the mark there. The NASDAQ only up 0.25%. 26,916. FTSE 100 overnight gained about 0.25%, 28 points, 10,360. The Nikkei had a big rise, fell back again. It's down 931 points, 1.36%, 67,470. Shanghai Composite down 0.33%, 4057. The Aussies lost just over 1% yesterday, 100-point fall on the ASX 200 to 8686, and the NZX 50 just down small, 13 points, 0.1%, 13,101. One Kiwi dollar, it'll get you 0.5874 US this morning, 0.8227 against the Aussie, 0.5055 euro, 0.4374 pounds, 93.98 Japanese yen, gold $4,478, and Brent crude holding steady $94.60.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you. You go and enjoy your day and then the rest of your weekend as well. That's Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.